in order to get the testimony and information on the record.
Okay, do I have it? What do we need to do?
Or I can't without a form.
She's already done it.
Okay. And so we'll be working on Senate Bill, House Bill 182. And are you the first presenter? Go ahead. Let's get started here.
Well, for the record, for the work session record, I'm Benjamin Brown from Representative Toohey's office. And Representative Toohey is very interested in seeing House Bill 182 pass the legislature this year if possible, and appreciates your scheduling it for a hearing before the committee. This legislation was made necessary by a determination by the Attorney General in 1988 that because the dental hygienist statute says that hygienists can perform these three specific procedures, the application of preventive agents and Pitt and Fisher sealants, that no one else except dentists can, including dental assistants. And that changed longstanding dental practice in Alaska and created kind of an acute need, especially in rural settings where dentists, especially itinerant ones, can't take a hygienist along with them and either have to do the procedure themselves under current law because of the Attorney General's ruling, or get a hygienist to do them, and that's prohibitively expensive, or they just go undone, and they are just only able to see the most severe mouths while they're out there, and they don't have time to do some of the more simple prophylactic and preventative things like putting the Pitt and Fisher sealants on. And the Dental Society is unanimously in support of this legislation. Many of the nonprofit regional native health corporations are very strongly in support of it because they think it's going to help see that their clients get the care they need in a more timely and affordable manner. And so Representative Toohey, seeing the need for that, introduced the bill, and it's come this far through the process. I don't know much. I'm not a particular expert on it, and so at this point I'd probably like to turn it over to Dr. Tom Bornstein from the Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium.
Thank you. Go ahead, Dr.
Hi. I'd like to testify this morning in support of House Bill 182. And that bill allows dentists to delegate responsibilities for Pitt and Fisher sealants to dental assistants. I'd like to give you my qualifications for testifying and tell you who I am and why I think what I do. I'm Tom Bornstein. I have a BA, a BS, a DDS, and a two-year advanced general practice residency after my DDS degree. I'm currently the Director of Dental Services for the Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium. And we provide dental services throughout Southeast Alaska with principal clinics in Ketchikan, Juneau, and in Sitka. And we also service almost all of the villages with the exclusion of Metlakatla in Southeast Alaska. We're very strongly in favor of getting sealants on teeth in the most cost-effective way that we can, but not to the exclusion of quality in our care. And we feel that dental assistants can provide this service in a quality manner. Dental sealants have long been used by the dental profession. They've been in widespread use about 20 years. The Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium has used them in their program for the last 10 years very extensively. And we've had dental assistants applying these dental sealant materials for the last 10 years. And I'm not okay.
Let me note that we now have a quorum. And Senator Salo, Senator Lehman, and myself, Senator Green. Go ahead, Mr.
Sure. As I was saying, we have over 10 years of experience having dental assistants place these dental sealants, and I'm not aware of any untoward events associated with having the assistants apply these sealants. The glitch in our system came along approximately a year ago when the Attorney General's Office of the State of Alaska notified us that dental assistants, in their opinion, were not allowed under the State Dental Practice Act to apply dental sealants. However, they also informed us at the same time that dental assistants who we have in our program who are federally hired dental assistants are not under the purview of that act and thus can go ahead and keep applying dental sealants. In our program, we have many dental assistants who are hired directly by the corporation, and we have several that are who are federally hired civil service folks. They can work side by side, but under the current situation, the federally hired ones are allowed to do this. The direct hired ones are not, and these can be people of the exact same training level, or in some cases, the direct hired assistants can have more training and still not be allowed to do this. I just want to briefly touch on some of the information that I saw circulated regarding this bill. And one was the characterization of the dental assistants as untrained, or that someone, quote, off the street could come in and do dental sealants without any background or training. And I think that's a very I think that's a fairly inaccurate characterization. And in fact, I called we have 16 dental assistants that work for Surge, and I called to find out the length of experience that each of them have. 14 of the 16 have more than 10 years experience as dental assistants. We have some that have more than 20 years, and we have some that have more than 30 years of experience. We have two that have less than 10 years experience out of the 16. In addition to that, dentists are required under OSHA guidelines to provide certain written policies and procedures that we are bound to ensure that the dental assistants follow. And those written policies specify everything from type of clothing that can be worn to eye protection to masks to what to do with infectious waste material. Before a dental assistant touches a patient, before a dental assistant goes near a patient, they need to be familiar with all of the guidelines surrounding treatment of patient in order to protect themselves and to protect the patient. And that includes information on bloodborne pathogens and universal precautions and the like. And that is probably the bulk of the information that you really need to know about sealants. Sealants technically are a very easy procedure to perform. It involves using in most cases, a little paintbrush to paint on an etched material onto the tooth, wash that off, paint on a little plastic coating, and in most cases, they use a light-cured material, so they shine a light on it. And that's the entire procedure. The scope of knowledge that a dental assistant has to have to perform this procedure is well within their training level. So I think that there's a very minimal danger in a dental assistant applying sealants, and in fact, there's the same amount of danger as anybody, a dentist or a hygienist, doing it for that matter. The other information that I've seen circulating regarding this legislation is that there seems to be a feeling that this would in some way decrease the importance or the role of the dental hygienist. And in fact, during my residency, I taught for a time in the dental hygiene program in Anchorage. And it's a very fine program, and the dental hygienists get very good training, but dental sealants is a very small part of what they do. And having this duty delegated to dental assistants will not devalue the dental hygienist's role. And in fact, we have had a lot of trouble even filling our hygienist spots. So right now, if you surveyed the dentists as to the need for hygienists, I think that you're going to find that in most cases there aren't enough hygienists to go around. And I think that enabling them to do some of the duties that are of a different nature that they were specifically trained for, including oral hygiene instruction, including periodontal therapy, preventive therapy in our programs, designing dental prevention programs and the like, those types of procedures are always going to ensure that the dental hygienist is valued. And there was one other bit of information that I saw in reference to this, and that was certification of dental assistants to do sealants. And I I called the Indian Health Service headquarters west in Albuquerque, New Mexico, to ask if any of the dental assistants had been certified. And there at one time was a program where they were gearing up to certify dental assistants. And what they found after experiment, and this was to take place on the Navajo Reservation, to certify the dental assistants that work on the Navajo Reservation. And what they found is that they were essentially, it was overkill. There wasn't a need to certify the dental assistants in this procedure. The certification process was more cumbersome than the training of the dental assistants to do this. In other words, they were trying to kill a mosquito with a sledgehammer to go through a certification process. It's a technically fairly easy procedure, and as I said before, the main emphasis that you want them to know is what they're already required to know by OSHA, and so the rest is kind of a very minimal amount of training. And I'd be glad to answer any questions. I know that you guys have been working really late, so I'm trying to cut it off there. And
no, do we look sleepy?
No, but I...
I saw you making some notes. Did you have questions?
I did. Is it Bornstein?
Yeah.
Bornstein.
Yeah.
Thanks for your testimony. I think you've explained it well. I have one. You talked about the dental assistants, many working more than 10 years, some 20, and even some 30 mm-hmm. years. Do you find those who have worked as much as 30 years that they're highly stressed in their job? Are the 30-year hygienists highly stressed?
Well, we have one in Sitka that's been there 32 years, and I would say she's more enthusiastic than any of us.
I can understand that. We're just having on another issue, a dialogue. I know. But I'm kind of curious. My son had a sealant put on one of his teeth, and I might have asked the dentist. He might have told me. But what is the material that is used in these sealants? Is it like a polymeric compounder?
It's an unfilled resin material. It's a composite resin that's unfilled. It's similar to the material they use in fillings, but they don't have the little particles in there to bulk it up. They use tooth colored filling material,
right.
And it's similar to tooth colored filling material, but it doesn't have the particles in there to lend it the color and the hardness. So it's because the idea is to get it to a very thin coating to cover in the grooves, and so eventually, and it's softer material than the filling material, and the idea is that eventually they wear it down. People wear it down to where it's mainly covering just the grooves, and that turns that surface into kind of a more cleansable, smoother surface, and not a nest for the bacteria. So,
but there's a raging controversy. But there's over the silver mercury amalgams that are used, but it's none of those.
No,
materials.
It absolutely has no metal
right.
base
so
at all.
The issue with that and the dangers of handling that, that's
right.
That's a different
right. That's a whole other issue.
You talk about the information being circulated, and I don't know. I just sent a note for my aide to see if she can find that. I don't remember even seeing it, unless, what is it, hygienists are saying?
Yeah, I had read a letter from one of the hygienists that contained that information, and so I wanted to try and answer those questions if they kind of preemptively answer those questions if you had them.
Wait, well, I know that I received a bundle in opposition to this mm-hmm. from a dental hygienist. And I do want to go on the record to say that I do not want to offend all of those people, because I do understand that
right.
professions have territories that they feel they're
right.
able to do. And I want to be sure that there's a mechanism in place where we don't suddenly see every hygienist being, you know, dismissed, Frugal turning over a lot of other duties to someone that's not trained.
We had a We had a vacancy for a dental hygienist in our Juneau office for a year and a half, actively recruiting until we filled that position. So I would be real surprised if this I can absolutely say this will not undervalue the services of the dental hygienist. Also, the one of the things that I saw circulated by in the hygienist letter was that somehow this legislation also had to do with polishing of teeth. And in fact, it was a letter that was sent by the hygiene organization to all of the hygienists, telling, and basically what it said to them is, if this legislation passes, then all dental assistants will be able to polish teeth, which clearly that's delineated in the Dental Practice Act that polishing teeth is a hygiene function. I mean, it states there. And so I think a lot of the hygienists who are adamantly opposed to this have been given a little bit of misinformation as to what this is about.
Notary, if you screw up putting the sealant in, what could happen?
It's a, well, the most common screw up, I guess, putting in a dental sealant is that the area doesn't remain dry while it's while the sealant's placed. In other words, saliva or water contaminates the area, and if it doesn't remain dry, then the sealant doesn't stick. That's the screw up.
It's not like your teeth are going to turn black.
It doesn't involve removing any tooth structure. It doesn't involve altering. And in fact, there's a mild etchant that's used on the surface of the tooth, and that what that does is it creates little micro pores on the surface of the tooth that the sealant material can then bond to. But it doesn't. They've done studies. And it's the same type of procedure people use in orthodontics. And so when you remove braces, I mean, you don't want residual, you know, effects. And so anytime they take off braces, it's the same stuff, basically. And so it's not.
But what if you answered the telephone and forgot to take the etching stuff off?
It would be. As long as you keep it that area dry, it would probably continue to etch. But you can't kind of leave and things stay dry. I mean, in fact, that's the big problem we have, is keeping that etch there in place long enough working. If you're not really paying attention, things get wet, dilutes the solution, things don't stick. And so if you put some etching in on the tooth, I mean, it wouldn't be a good idea. Nobody's ever done this, etched and left for for days. But essentially what would happen is that your own saliva would dilute the solution. But it would be unreasonable to think that would happen. I mean, because there's in fact, that's one of the reasons we want dental assistants to do this too, is that we'd like two people doing the procedure, because it's very difficult for one person alone to keep things dry and keep. So it's very unlikely that any of the materials, the worst thing would be that the sealant didn't work, you know, that it got, the area got contaminated, the sealant fell off, and that would be kind of the only other dangers. I mean, the material is a very minimal danger, is the instruments that you use every day, but you're using those instruments every day, regardless of whether you're doing a sealant. The dental assistant is passing you explorers and, you know, little pointy instruments all day long to check the. Well, yeah, it sounds terrible, but that's what they do. I mean, that's what their life is. They get up in the morning, they know they're going to handle pointy instruments all day, and you know, so this isn't really a stretch to say, well, they're going to be wielding these terrible instruments. They already wield these terrible instruments.
Is the dentist that the assistant works the one who's ultimately liable if any mistake is made, or if anything goes wrong?
Yeah, the dentists in the federal programs or the Indian Health Service programs are typically covered under the federal, and the dental assistants are covered under the federal torts malpractice. All dentists are required to have malpractice insurance. Mm-hmm. Dental assistants are not required to have malpractice insurance, and dentists are required to insure their employees. So, yeah, it would fall to the dentist who had treatment planned.
Okay, I had also received a letter about the Indian Health Service having a training program mm-hmm. that was doing the same thing, and therefore there was no reason to worry about the rural people that would be taken care of through Indian Health. Did I understand, then, that you said that program is not active, or...?
I think there's two separate ideas. The Indian Health Service at one point was interested in certifying dental assistants to do sealants, mm-hmm. and they found that it was not worth it.
That's right.
The other side of it is that I think I can speak for most of the Native corporation programs that they assure that all of the dental assistants who are doing these go through training, but there's not in the state a formal mechanized training per se right now.
Okay.
So and dental assistants who go through a dental assisting program, and not all of them do, in some states will get that information and other states won't on applying sealants, but all of them at the corporations are trained before they're allowed to practice.
Are there any other questions? Is there anyone else who wishes to testify?
I'm Catherine Bearden, Director of the Division of Occupational Licensing. I really just wanted to let you know I was here in case you had questions about the licensing of dentists or anything that would affect my division. But if not, we don't have any objections to that. Thank you.
So I just want to ask Catherine. Catherine, you just, it's non-objection, no, nothing more than that? No or do you think it'll help make your job easier?
Senator, the dental board has not taken a formal position on this bill, and division position is officially neutral. If we got into the area of actually licensing dental assistants, which has come up sometimes in this discussion, then we would have some concerns about that, how that would impact us. But at this time, as we understand the bill, we would not be involved in needing to keep track of these delegations of authority. So pretty neutral. Yeah.
Does any committee member have any other questions or concerns?
Well, the only concern I have is that if I vote in favor of this, that it might reflect somehow on somebody else's. I mean, if they might say to be consistent, then you ought to give some of the engineering duties to non-trained, unprofessional ones that are under the auspices of just corporate structure.
And you won't have to worry about your position on 46 anymore.
I just want to be consistent.
I think consistency is a key, Senator Lena.
But,
what is the will of the committee?
But since my wife was a dental assistant for numerous years, Madam Chairman, I'd be happy to move that we report House Bill 182 from committee with individual recommendations.
Is there objection? There being no objection, House Bill 182 is moved. The individual recommendations.
Well, Catherine is here, and she's worked with us on the other.